views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Carl and Linda Bott are still enjoying their Thanksgiving holiday, so this is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading filling in for the Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm super excited because we have a special guest today. Normally you can find him on the Chamber of Commerce Hour with KCNR, but I'm joined with Mr. Todd Jones, the President and CEO of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Blake. Happy to be here. The first work day of December, December 2nd, and excited to kick the month off with you. So a lot of fun stuff going on right now.
This year flew by, didn't it?
It did. It was a wild year. I've been at the Chamber this week. It'll be 9 months. So, definitely a wild year. A lot happened, a lot of transition, kind of all over the place if you look at different professionals and their different settings. And, yeah, it's been a fun year. So I'm looking forward to, like, kind of figuring, you know, finalizing everything and at the Chamber, settling in a little bit, and then really kicking off 2025 with a lot more vigor. So I'm excited.
You are going to kick off 2025 with a lot more vigor. Speaking of when you took over the Chamber of Commerce, you were thrust into the first event, major event of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
With Legends of Leaders.
That's right.
Which is kind of, you know, crazy to say you're hired, now host your own award TV show.
Right. Yeah, that was day five. I started on Monday, and then day five, had Legends and Leaders. I don't remember what annual one it is. It used to be the, I think it was the Chamboree. Then we switched it to Legends and Leaders about 6 or 7 years ago, and that was the first Friday in November at the Sheraton, and we're having that. We're already starting to plan it for next year. But, you know, fortunately, the ambassadors, Julie Ray Corbin-Smith, Haley Kennedy, who went on maternity leave that week, they planned a whole lot of that, so I basically just had to come and read a script, but I did have to write a few scripts the first week I got there, too, and I didn't know a lot about some of these things that were happening, so it was fun, though. I figured it out. Got up there, read my script, had a fun time, full house at the Sheraton like it always is, and excited for next year. We have to start selecting all of those winners for next year, basically right now in the next couple
months. The process begins.
The process begins for Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Rising Star, Ambassador of the Year, and then the other one, which is really fun, is the Citizen of the Year. And people call us all the time and they say, hey, I want to nominate so-and-so for Citizen of the Year. And that is the one event that the Chamber Board and staff and my committee has no control over. The past Citizens of the Year select the Citizen of the Year moving forward in perpetuity. It's written into some unofficial law somewhere that has to happen. So I think Mr. Former Supervisor Kehoe kind of leads that group. And then Mimi Mosley, who is this year's Citizen of the Year, will be invited to that select committee, and they'll select the Citizen of the Year next year. And I get to sit in the meeting, so that's fun, but I have no say. So I'm excited to see. It'll be a surprise. I mean, I'll know sooner than everyone else, but it'll be a surprise to me who Citizen of the Year is for 2025.
I know how closed session it is. I mean, it is closed, very tight-knit process.
Yeah. I don't even know how many are
bunker
still.
Bunker shell meeting location, undisclosed location, Citizen of the Year. It's a big one.
It's a big one. See, I don't even know who still kind of normally comes to that. Of course, we have, you know, Supervisor Kehoe. I guess I can still call him that. He was a supervisor for a long time. And then we have, John Truitt, Mimi Mosley, Joe Gibson, John
Eddie
Truitt,
McAllister.
Eddie McAllister, Pat Corey. There's a lot of fun people. So
that's fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good group. Again, I don't know how many people show up, but I'm sure we buy lunch or something.
Well, Todd, it's, as you said, today be kind of the second day of December.
Today's the second, yeah.
Which is so strange to know that we ended November last week on a Saturday and then started December on a Sunday. It just feels, you know.
And it's a late Thanksgiving, too.
It was a late Thanksgiving.
Yeah, here we are.
And as you know, Reading likes to celebrate the holiday season in the first two weekends of December.
Yes.
So last week was already Christmas, Cascade Christmas, one of the wonderful holiday traditions here in Redding, California. I heard that Cascade had a fantastic show. Nearly 3,000 tickets were sold.
Wow, that's great.
It was only one weekend only, but you know, this tradition's been going on pretty much since the Cascade Theater opened. And as we all know, the Cascade celebrates 20 years since its restoration project this year. So there's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we look back before our next break. Todd, this was a big year for Reading. We celebrated 20 years of the Sundial Bridge.
That's right, yep.
And 20 years of the Cascade Theater,
right.
Restoration.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you about the accomplishments that Reading has made within these 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to go back. I mean, obviously, 20 years, those things opened. The Sundial Bridge opened. The Cascade Theater was restored. How long? I'm putting you on the spot, but how long was the Cascade kind of dormant? Do you know?
It was
like a nickel theater for a long time, mm-hmm. and then it was dormant for many, many years, but I'm not sure how long.
I consider like late 80s, early 90s, because the 70s, 80s was when it became the Fourplex Theater.
Oh, it was a Fourplex. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It got sectioned.
I never went.
I
remember the downtown mall, but I don't remember ever going to the Cascade when I was a kid.
You have a theater in Weaverville.
We do have a theater.
Yeah, that's where
that
you grew.
That was restored. Yeah, that's right.
The Cascade was a Fourplex Theater, which many people would remember. And you could smoke inside, which, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
Wonderful days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when it was a fourplex, all of the Art Deco was completely covered up.
With like drywall or something, probably.
Yeah, so there's nothing of the Cascade Art Deco that was even presentable. So then it was closed down, became some office buildings, then emptied out, and it wasn't until the late 90s that community members came together and worked with private, public, elected officials all mm-hmm. to invest into the Cascade Theater and open it.
That's amazing. So I think when I think about 20 years ago, I think about, you know, the 10 or 15 or 20 years before that, so like 40 years ago or whenever it was when people started to think, hey, what would it be like if we had a, you know, obviously this was McConnell Foundation, thinking about Sundial Bridge or the group that thought about we need to restore the Cascade Theater and all the fundraising efforts that went into that. I like to think about today in 2025, what is it going to look like? That, gosh, it sounds like so far away. 2045. Mm-hmm. What is our community going to look like in 20 years? And that's what excites me about being at the chamber, because we can convene these different groups and come together. And I really want to think about the future. What is it going to look like in our community in 20 years? What's going to happen with the Riverfront Specific Plan? Our city council is going to talk about that.
Good plug right there.
Yeah, next week. So, and you know, that's a big deal for a lot of folks. And I have a lot of my own opinions. Some of those I probably shouldn't share online, but it's a really interesting process. And even when that specific plan is done, on the north side, it's owned by the city. On the south side, it's owned by Chris Kutris. The plan is just the plan. You know, we still have to see what is going to happen. Who's going to invest in that area? Is that going to be the city or somebody else? Is Chris Kutris going to develop South, Riverfront Park Marina, or is he going to work with a developer? You know, we can have this beautiful plan, but who's going to execute on this, and what's our community going to look like in 20 years? And what are we going to look back on in 2025 and say, gosh, I'm so grateful that this group of people came together, thought about this thing, and started this initiation, and then really got us to where we are today. So I think that's what makes me excited, is we need to think a lot more long-term and think about what legacy we want to live and or leave and what projects we want to see in our community and what we want our community to look like in 20 years or 50 years.
You hit it on the head because much of the things that we see in downtown, it seems like it was an overnight ordeal.
Yeah. Overnight success.
But that was 25 to 30 years of planning. Same with what's going to happen with the Riverfront Specific Plan. Things don't happen overnight, but it's everybody being involved and seeing a better future for the vision of Reading, coming together to make these great things happen. So we're excited. I mean, shoot, something to look forward with that public market over.
Public market, that'll open next spring, summer, sometime.
We'll
in
say
early
spring, summer.
2025. Early 2025.
That'll be great. And I see I see our friend who will join us a little bit later, Ms. Erin Chinowitz from the Active 2030 Club, where we can talk about the Lighted Christmas Parade this week.
Awesome.
Christina, when's our first break coming along?
Very good morning.
Good morning.
First break can be whenever you feel needed or in 2 minutes.
Oh, I like 2 minutes.
Deal.
Thank you.
Let's keep going.
Todd, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. It was great. You know, actually, we celebrated a life of someone in my wife's family on Saturday. My wife's grandma, Joyce Morrow, she passed away in July, but we actually had a celebration of life for her on Saturday. So kind of a different Thanksgiving. We had a great Thanksgiving Thursday, watched a lot of football, but then we had this celebration of life on Saturday. She was 96 when she passed away. And she, talk about legacy in this community. I mean, she lived here a long time. She taught at Sequoia, I think, for like 30 years. Mm. Joyce Morrow, a lot of people knew her. Her husband was David Moore, who passed away about 5 years ago. And, yeah, just a lot of community activity. Love this community. And it was fun to reflect on her life. And, you know, it's fun to have a celebration of life where it's not really sad, right? She was 96. She had a great life. She was ready to go. And a lot of family time. So I love Thanksgiving for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of, you know, you have a lot of time, which is nice. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Spend time with family. I did, however, miss my favorite event of the year, which is the Lewiston Bridge Lighting, which is on Saturday night. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It is my favorite event of the year. And it's really a super volunteer group of people in Lewiston that put this on every year. And it's a fundraiser for the Lewiston Sparkies, which is the volunteer fire department. But it's like it's walking into a Hallmark movie. And again, I missed it this year, but I've been to it for, you know, 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm sad I missed that, but overall it was a really good weekend. Got a Christmas tree up at Lassen on Friday, which was fun.
Jam-packed weekend.
Yeah, jam-packed weekend. A lot going on.
Hey! We have fans on the street.
We have fans.
Cool.
Yeah, so very, very busy weekend, but it was exciting. And then looking forward to December. In 3 weeks, the kids are out of school and it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
So, yeah, pretty wild.
The jam-packed weekend. I'm glad that Thanksgiving was even though it was a celebration of life, it was a happy one.
It was good. Yeah, a lot of family that we haven't seen for many years, so it was fun.
Were you also cooking the turkey as well?
I cooked the turkey. I cooked prime rib. I also, for the celebration of life, I cooked the meat, so I cooked about 10 tri-tips. Everyone was commenting on them, and I got them from R&R, which is the only place to get meat in town. Well, I shouldn't say the only place. There's lots of other great places, but I got them from R&R, and I got some pre-seasoned ones, which just made my job a lot easier, so... They were good. It was a lot of fun.
Well, goodness gracious.
Yeah, busy weekend.
Everyone, we're going to be back with our first break of the day. We're going to be joined with Aaron Chinowitz from Active 2030 Club, and we also have the community event update from our friends from KCNR. We'll be back in a little bit. Thanks, Todd, for joining us.
Yeah.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And welcome back to KCNR Radio. This is Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on KCNR. Really glad to have everybody back listening. I hope everybody had a happy and safe Thanksgiving weekend. This morning we're joined with Todd Jones. We just switched seats in the studio. We're going to play a little bit of musical chairs today. Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to be with you. Yeah, I'm in Carl's seat now, so now I know how it feels.
Now you have the power.
Yeah.
As you know, we're live on YouTube feed, and we also have a phone call from Miss Anne Marie. She is our KCNR Community Calendar Week update. Anne Marie, are you on the line?
Well, good Monday morning, everyone.
Good Monday morning. Hey, Anne Marie, let's hear what's going on this week.
Well, it is a lot as we welcome in the month of December. But first, I'd like to say that the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. Give Curtis Byron a call at 530-224-2345. And as you know, today is Cyber Monday. So if you're still looking to get some good deals online, today might be your day. It's also National Mutt Day, which is celebrated twice a year on July 31st and December 2nd. It encourages people to check out their local animal shelters to find their perfect canine companion. As we begin, another Chance Animal Welfare League is in need of fleece blankets for the animals in their care. They would also welcome to donations. You can drop off donations at their store location in Palisadro at 9384 Deschutes Road in the Holiday Market Shopping Complex. Donations can be dropped off during their store business hours, and more information can be found on their Facebook page, Another Chance Animal Welfare League. As we head into the month of December, here are some family-friendly holiday-themed events to check out this Christmas season. The Oasis Fun Center is doing their annual Golf Course of Life now through January 15th. And we did this last year and had so much fun. I even got a hole in one. The golf course area is all lit up, including the golf balls. They also have fire pit stations, and you can sit around them, and they have golf carts and just a lot of things to do. The Oasis Fun Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. More information can be found online at oasisfuncenter.com. The annual Redding Garden of Light is open for you to enjoy at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. This seasonal event will run through January 5th, with a few exceptions. Event hours are 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Turtle Bay members will enjoy $5 off on each ticket purchased. This year's event features over 2 million lights across 10 acres of botanical gardens, including animated light displays, synchronized music animations, cozy fire pits, and more. For more information, check out ReddingGardenOfLights.org. On Wednesday, December 4th, check out the annual tree lighting ceremony in the city of Shasta Lake at the Larry J. Farr Community Center, 4499 Main Street, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Redding Tree Lighting Ceremony will take place on Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. in downtown Redding. The tree lighting will be part of First Fridays in downtown, which runs 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The event will also feature a classic car display, I'm told. Also on Friday, December 6th, you can enjoy a country Christmas celebration at Allen and Dahl in Palisadro, 21853 Honor Court, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be vendors, food, and entertainment. More information on this event can be found on the Palisadro Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. This weekend, check out the Reading City Ballet as they present their annual production of The Nutcracker at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. There are several performances this weekend, including Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 12 p.m., and Sunday at 3 p.m. More information can be found online at readycityballet.org. Saturday, December 7th, enjoy an old-time holiday celebration from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta State Historic Park. This family-friendly event is free to attend and will include blacksmith demos, candle making, art, refreshments, and Christmas cracker creation, just to name a few highlights. Shasta State Historic Park is located 6 miles west of Reading on Highway 299 West. More information can be found online. Visit them on Facebook at Shasta State Historic Park or call 530-243-8194. On Saturday, December 7th, the Friends of the Shasta County Libraries will host their monthly book sale at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The event will run 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also in Reading on Saturday, it will be the annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade, which will start at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. And on Saturday, there will be a Jingle Bell Fun Run / Walk starting at the Sundial Bridge, and it will go into the Botanical Gardens for a 2-mile course. The Jingle Bell Fun Run will go from 4 to 5 p.m., and registration for the event is required. This event is open to all ages and includes admission to the Reading Garden of Lights. For more information, visit turtlebay.org, and you can register at readinggardenoflights.org/run. This weekend, you can also check out the Shasta District Fair and Event Center's Craft Fair and Swap Meet on Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th. The event runs 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. The Shasta District Fair and Event Center is located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. More information can be found at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. And that is just a sample of holiday events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Enjoy the season, everyone.
Thanks, Anne Marie.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Welcome back to our regularly scheduled program, KCNR Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carla and Linda Bott. That was the community calendar update from Anne Marie. Almost a bless you to Todd Jones live on radio. Everyone, it was a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for that update. We have our next guest joining us with Todd and I, Miss Erin Chinowitz from the Active 2030 Club. Erin, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
You know, we just had that community update. Christmas tree lighting, which is Aviva Downtown and City of Reading and REU partnership. So I can't wait to talk about that. Active 2030 Club has their lighted Christmas parade. Can't wait to talk about that. But I think we should probably hit a break, come on back, and then we'll regroup from there. So Todd, Erin, stick around. All of our listeners, we're going to hit our next break of the morning, and we'll be back with holiday updates from the Chamber of Commerce, Active 2030 Club, and Aviva Downtown.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. 'Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. Lessons 109-0355.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Baby, you make it feel like Christmas.
You make it feel like Christmas.
Sweet ginger friendly with molasses. My heart's skipping high, the air it can't believe.
And there you have it. We're already playing Christmas music, and it's the appropriate time to do it. Thanksgiving has since passed, and we're on the second day of December. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce and Aaron Chinowitz, the president of the Active 2030 Club. Both of you, thanks for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So as you know, there's a lot of community holiday events happening, but I'm in the room with a couple of people that get to have their hand involved in the community events. So I do the I get to work with Reading Electric Utility and the City of Reading for the annual City of Reading tree lighting. Number one, have you two been to that before?
Yes.
Yes,
it is
absolutely.
Gorgeous.
And I'm definitely coming this year. I'm going to have dinner downtown for First Friday, and then walk around before the tree lighting.
Oh, it is First Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great.
We have our list of First Friday, and there is a ton of great deals and events happening, so we'll post that today. So, yeah, thanks for – you two should work for Viva Downtown.
I'm a supporter. I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm a fan of Viva Downtown.
Reaction for First Friday. So, yeah, First Friday's Friday, December 6th, starts at 5 p.m. All of the downtown businesses – participate in some way. It's like micro events and small deals that the businesses all work together to come up with. So for your plans this Friday night in downtown, arrive First Fridays a little bit, go get dinner, go shopping, sport a business, and then meet us on Market Street to see Cool April Night's classic Christmas cars. And I think we have a special guest from the North poll possibly rolling in.
Who is it?
Buddy the Elf.
Sweet.
So, yes, for all you families and friends that are listening, please make your way to downtown because the tree lighting is always a magical one. And it's grown tremendously since the tree has moved from its original parking lot location into its original location.
Original location. My parents grew up here, and they still tell me about, you know, when it was in the middle of Market Street before the mall came up. My parents were here in the 50s and 60s. And, yeah, they said people would, it's just right in the middle of the road. Like, not, there wasn't even, like, they
didn't
sound like
anything.
There was barriers, so people would just run into the tree in the middle of Market Street, which is that's my favorite.
Intentionally or after a little bit of
A little bit of eggnog, a little extra eggnog. And, I think that's my favorite picture, that old picture of, like, the wreaths and the garland and stuff of downtown Market Street. That's my favorite historical picture.
I love that picture,
I love that
too.
Picture.
You can find that at, I think, Vintage Public House has that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I've seen it.
Restaurant. Yeah. That's a first, you know, that's a downtown business. So, yes, I think we should incorporate those garlands, but the tree is located right in the middle of Market and Yuba Street in the old Market Street Promenade. Classic cars will be lined up on the streets. This tree was harvested on Sierra Pacific land, donated by Sierra Pacific, which thank you always to them, just off in Shingletown. And people can go to that to watch the tree gets harvested. And if you think, harvesting a tree yourself is exciting, picture seeing a 75-foot tree dangle from the skies being lowered down onto the back of a truck.
Wow.
It's kind of exciting.
Quite a sight.
And it comes down to downtown Reading, gets placed in the harvested hole, Reading Electric Utility decorates it, and then Tyler Whitlow captured a video of it.
Yeah, with a drone, right?
How many people do you think usually show up to that? Because to me it looks like 200, 300, 400 people kind of crammed.
Yeah. It's packed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tree gets lit, everybody cheers, and then everybody needs to go get lit themselves. And go check it out.
Go to the Squire Room if they're open on Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Or 17 to Aaron. You and I will go to the 1724.
Yeah, there you go.
Post office
or
saloon.
Post office.
Yes. So that's your tree lighting. That's Friday, December 6th. First Fridays, go support downtown. I'm glad you guys have been to it. But, Todd, you are an alum of Active 2030.
I am. Past president.
Aaron, you are the president. Let's talk about the Reading Christmas Parade.
Yeah, I'm very excited this year. Our theme is California Christmas, so I think it's going to be – one float told me about all the poppies that they're going to have, so I think that'll be really pretty. A lot of redwoods on the floats. Starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and road closures start at 3 o'clock. So we really encourage people to go to our website and look at the maps, look at our Facebook – to make sure that they don't get stuck downtown. Or if they do get stuck downtown, they know how to get around and they can move. So I'm very excited. We'll start at 6. It looks like we're going to have good weather, which is the first in a couple
great
years.
Weather.
Yeah. So we're hoping for a lot of spectators. We'll have 106 entries.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. I'm really excited. We had a lot of, good turnout, lots of bands. We have also KAN, the Cool April Nights will be there. And we have Larry Olmsted from United Way as our Grand Marshal this year, really highlighting a community leader. It's really nice to have him out there.
We're excited about the Grand Marshal. Larry Olmsted, we've worked with him a couple of times. And United Way does...
Yeah, I mean, they've worked with all the fires. Most recently, they've done a lot of work with the Park Fire, really supporting Northern California.
So, great choice on Grand Marshal, 109 entries.
Yeah, it's going to be 54 degrees at 6 p.m. on Saturday, according to my weather app. So, I've been there in the snow ones and the rain ones, and the nice weather ones are good. It'll be a good turnout.
Nice weather ones are really good. Rain ones are fine, too. The people that make it out for the rain, I think, are the most cheerful.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes, you're right. Yeah, the people who stay, I think, they are diehard. They're having fun. They're splashing in puddles. I've seen the little kids. They'll just splash in puddles. It is the greatest day of their life. We really appreciate the community showing up for this.
Rain or shine.
Yeah.
With you two, Active 2030 Club, Lighted Christmas Parade, what's a little bit of the concept, the history of how that even became? Do you guys know?
Well, yeah, so when I was in the 2030 Club, we were handed the reins from the Exchange Club, from the Reading Exchange Club, which is still around. They're big event used to be the air show at the airport. And they had the Christmas parade, I think, for many years, but I think someone actually had it before them. But they had it for decades, like some
the
clubs.
The Trade Club, I think.
The Trade Club, and then the Exchange Club. I'm pretty sure that's had it. The Exchange Club had the Christmas parade. They handed it off to us at the 2030 Club. We inherited the sleigh in its current form in the storage unit with a lot of gear.
Yes.
And back in, I think, our second year, 2017, we remodeled the sleigh, which it's probably due for another remodel because in the rain, plywood doesn't do very well, even if it's painted.
Yeah, we, you know, there's a Giving Tuesday coming up, so we might.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
big
tomorrow,
day.
Maybe get some sleigh money.
Some sleigh money.
Is the Active 2030 Club registered for Giving
Tuesday?
We are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, give a plug.
Very
come
much.
On.
Yeah, definitely, you know, hit those power hours tomorrow. Donate to the Active 2030 Club. The Giving Tuesday is a really great event, but we can talk about that later.
I mean, really, like $2,000 would go a long way
on a sleigh.
On a sleigh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be huge.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's great. It's good from far from good.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's dark,
you can't see it. Yeah.
You
if
know,
it can get
Santa.
Santa around, the sleigh is doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually still have the bench that was on the original one at my one of my offices. So,
that's
it's still there. It's not as in good shape anymore. It's been out in the weather for a long time.
Yeah. We wrapped a bunch of presents yesterday to put in the back of the sleigh. Yeah, we're really excited.
And Santa's at the beginning and the end of the parade.
The end, yes.
Yeah. He's got to start it and close it out.
I think my favorite one always, I mean, I guess I can have favorites because I'm not in the club anymore. So I think Cal Fire, those guys always do
Cal
a really
Fire
good job.
Cal Fire does a really good one.
Last REU year, does a really good one.
Reading Electric Utility.
Yeah, Reading Electric does a great one.
Yeah, last year Walmart showed up just banging. They had a
I remember their giant sign, Walmart.
They had a huge flow.
Haas Farm sometimes will bring the train out. I don't know if they do
Nash,
that every year.
Nash
or
Ranch.
Is it Nash?
Nash has
sorry.
A little...
Oh, sorry. Oh, Nash. Sorry, Haas. Haas has done one, too, though.
Yes, Haas has had one. But, yeah, Nash has the train.
The train.
Lewis drives it.
There was one year Mike Johnson, Sheriff Mike Johnson, came on in the lighted Christmas parade, and they made a giant stagecoach wagon all lit up. And he was
nice.
On the top looking like he was leaving.
Well, is that the one that had, like, the jail in the back
that
one year? Or the little, you know, set like little jail cell?
Yes.
That was cool. That was a fun
this
one.
Might be a good time to remind everybody that there is only one Santa on your float. So if you're putting a float together, you cannot have a Santa on
No inflatable Santas,
yeah,
no nothing.
No Santas.
Because there's only one Santa.
There's
only
one.
Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I don't know how he's in all these
and
malls at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah. And he's coming from the North Pole to hang out with us at the tree lighting.
Yes.
The Active 2030 Club Christmas Parade and the Mount Shasta Mall.
Oh.
He's got a busy weekend.
This
he's got a busy,
busy.
Mall. Yeah.
Well, it's the magic of the North Pole, you know.
So, light a Christmas parade, Christmas tree lighting. What are some of your favorite moments of the Christmas parade? Because this is a community event that you get to work with a lot of different groups.
We do. It's the day of, for club members, is a lot of hurry up and wait and then chaos. And then it just all kind of flows together at the end. Patrick Cuthbert, our vice president right now, he loves working in staging, and he has got it down. He makes sure that everybody flows in, and it's just nice to see when people hit that start line, they are ecstatic, and it's really fun to see everybody just, they put in so much work, and the floats are just absolutely gorgeous. I think I just really like putting on the event.
How many years for you for this, for now?
This will be, you know, you're only really supposed to chair an event, like, once. It's, you know, our mission is to give people leadership opportunities, and with some just how life is, I have been kind of helping club members run this. This will be my third year at the start line, which is great. I kind of love snagging that spot because, like I said, I like to see all the floats.
Get all the band kids organized. That's always
kind of chaotic.
They're very organized.
I'm glad you brought it up. Have any of you ever marched in the lighted Christmas parade?
I have driven. I've been in the parade. I've not marched, but I've driven a float that our family made the last few years because we're the reigning champions of the Weaverville 4th of July parade, where I'm from originally, so we won this year. And so we've done the lighted Christmas parade as well a few years, which is a lot more. We go a lot bigger for the Christmas parade. And then I've driven Santa's sleigh a couple times as well.
Yeah, that's right, as a club member,
yeah.
I remember being, because I am a alumni of Parsons Junior High Music Program and Enterprise High School's music program. So marching in the parades all those times.
Does Starship have an entry?
No, it's which they should.
Yeah, I
wonder why they don't enter.
Which they should. Sequins are too bright. You know, you have the lights, but once you put
just
sequins
spotlights
and lights,
on, like disco balls.
Boom. No, because we partner with the band, and the bands always hold it down. And I got to say, I think my favorite part was seeing how many parents get involved mm-hmm. with making sure that all of the students get Christmased up, whether you're a marching toy soldier or, you know, a gingerbread playing a trumpet and a yeah. tuba. You can never get that wrong. So it's always a special memory seeing all the schools, seeing all the community members. What are some of the most important things that people need to know? Street closures,
yes,
times.
Yes, most important thing, ReadingChristmasParade.com. It is very cut and dry, ReadingChristmasParade.com. That'll have all of our maps. Our road closures start at 3 o'clock for staging, and then we have a hard road closure at 5. However, with all of the downtown improvements and road changes, there is actually a way to park at that main lot at California and Tehama. No, California and Placer, mm-hmm. And still be able to navigate out if you need to leave early, which is great to have all that road access. But 3 o'clock is when staging closes, particularly on the west side of town where everybody starts staging. And then just be safe. We really ask that people be safe. If you run into a road closure, please try to navigate it safely. We have those up for safety. I can't promote safety enough. Road closures help us not run over the band kids. You know, we need to make sure that.
Yeah,
that's important.
Yeah,
that is important. It's important. Yeah. You know,
no parallel parking like it has of Saturday morning or something like that. Like street parking is closed. Is it before 3?
We close. Our road closures are at 3. Start at 3.
Okay.
I don't know if there's road closures before that though. For something.
So you don't park on the street on the route. After
yes.
3,
yeah,
you
yeah,
will get
yeah.
towed. We've
you
towed
will,
people.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Towed people. It's not fun.
It is fun. No. There's a lot of signs.
There's a lot of signs.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
an $800 fee if you get
well,
towed.
Well, and,
so.
You know, that's something to shout out the city. They've been really great with helping us get our permit. And, mm-hmm. you know, with all of the bike lanes and having to kind of navigate road closures around all the developments, it's been the last couple of years every parade mm-hmm. has been different because of every new addition downtown. So it's great to see the town grow and change and how the city's been able to support us through the parade route.
Yeah. Aaron, the whole Actor 2030 Club does wonderful work, and I appreciate what you do as well. We look forward to the Actor 2030 Club Lighted Christmas Parade. We're going to take our next break.
Okay.
And Todd and I will finish up the hour, and then we'll be back with Enjoy Magazine on the second half. Okay.
Thanks
we'll be back in a bit.
Us.
Thanks,
yeah.
Aaron.
Get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it my own.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Let's get jiggy with it this morning on KTNR Radio.
We're going to play Feliz Navidad, next one.
Next one.
Will do.
Thank you.
But yeah, this is a Quincy Jones. He passed a few weeks ago. But actually, the song just called, like, The Dude to the Friend. So I just thought, like, you have a nice conversation and it's really fit to the show this morning.
Nice.
But how did you saw the request of your song, Gus?
Feliz Navidad.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
with this sunny weather, let's do it. I like that jiggy song.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't need a jolt of coffee anymore after that one. Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda, joined with Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Todd.
Hey, happy to be here still. It's great.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. The Aaron's cool.
Yeah, no, the 2030 Club's done a great job. I mean, you know, they've kind of taken over a lot of events. You know, they when I was there, the big stuff was like the Easter egg hunt, the back to school shopping spree at the mall for many years for kids, because all the money that they raise for the 2030 Club goes back towards kids. That's what all the money goes towards, which is really important. I mean, the parade's not really a fundraiser, but they'll probably make a little bit of money, hopefully. All that goes back to kids, and then the other events that they do. And then when I was there, we also took on the Sundial Film Festival, which I'm grateful to see it now in the hands of people that really care about film. And I'm not sure exactly who the main person is that's leading that effort now, but I've talked to like Tyler Ferris and I think Tyler Lockamy.
Yes.
And there's a few other folks that are involved in that. And I'm really happy to see that it's back with a group that really cares a lot about film, because it was started in Reading Rotary with Mark LaSalle's and his son. One of his sons is a big, documentary movie maker. So they had a lot of passion for it, and I think it's going to come back even better next year.
It will. It will be still the Sundial Film Festival in the hands of local filmmakers, which, as many of you know, Tyler Ferris is the director and producer of the Acid Canal film documentary, which has been winning countless film awards.
Yeah, Cannes. That's a big one.
That is a big one.
Huge.
And then sold out the Cascade Theater for their presentation. So I think Tyler should get on the KCNR radio show.
Yeah, he should.
Next year, because I think there'll be another big spring event.
Usually it's like in March, I believe, March or April.
Mm-hmm. I know. It'll be held at the Cascade Theater, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Back in one of its original locations. So holiday season, Todd, I really want to know, what is your favorite thing to do besides the Lewiston Bridge?
Lewiston Bridge lighting.
There's that.
Yeah.
But you, Erica, and the kids, what are some of your favorite holiday community events that you guys go to, and what's kind of your favorite memories as a dad with your kids?
Gosh, I mean, the parade this Saturday is a big one. That's always been a fun one. I've been an organizer. I've been a participant. Now I just go watch with my kids, which is a lot of fun. So I love the Christmas parade. I mean, there's so many like fun Christmas parties, and there's a lot happening in December. We all know it's super busy, but I mean, honestly, I think my other thing, and I touched on it briefly, is going to get a Christmas tree. So we always go the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we just did it last Friday. And sometimes we'll have as many as like 30 or 40 people with us. So I actually take it very seriously. I have to go scout a location. So I typically get a Lassen Park permit, which I'm super grateful. You can get a Lassen National Forest, not park, Lassen National Forest Christmas tree permit at the Ace on Hartnell, which is so easy to get because for many years, especially during COVID, you had to mail it in. Then it took like 2 weeks to get it. That was the only way you could get it unless you went to Susanville to the Ranger Station or Old Station, the little A-frame cabin. They also have permits. So going to the Ace on Hartnell is super easy. You get your permit. You can get one for the Shasta Trinity National Forest or for Lassen National Forest. And we go up there usually by Eskimo Hill. There's usually a lot of people up there on that Friday after Thanksgiving. We had about four families with us this year. There's only about 4 inches of snow up there, which is great. It was cold. The kids were sledding. We had a big bonfire, and we have leftovers from Thanksgiving, and it's a really, really fun event. And this year we had nowhere to go on Friday night, so we just hung out in the snow, and we were there for like 6 hours, and it's a really fun event.
I'm going to up my Christmas game next year because to dive into mine, it was – unlocking the storage door, pulling out a box, opening up the box, and then stacking up the pieces of the tree and fluffing it out.
Oh, that's fun too.
Yeah, that's fun too. And then putting up little ornaments. My tree topper is the old Whiskey Town pamphlet of JFK.
Nice.
I think it's a little very Reading centric.
That's cool.
But my Christmas tree, you know, we get to light this tree this week.
Yeah.
But my Christmas tree was lit prior to December being hit. My cat finally discovered that the tree existed, crawled in the tree, and with his little wire cutter teeth, chopped the middle section of the tree. So I have a bottom section lit up and then the rest.
But the cat lived, not like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, it was not like
which
that.
Which is not just my favorite Christmas movie. It's probably in my top five favorite movies of all time.
Do you feel like you're a Clark Griswold dad?
Yeah, a little bit like Clark Griswold. And I, you know, looking at how much he spent on lights, like I don't know what the inflation rate is from when that movie was made, but I'm like, if I were to do my house in lights like he had, I mean, it would cost me like $10,000. It's so many lights. Mm-hmm. I have quite a few lights, and I usually get them up around November 1st. So I've had some lights on my house since November 1st. I've had my Christmas tree for 2 weeks because I have to get it prior to the big trip on Friday after Thanksgiving. When I go scouting, I just get it when I'm there. So I get the cream of the crop because I go over the top. I probably spend too much time, and I want to find the perfect tree. So I spent like 8 hours this year finding a tree.
Which, if you... I'm glad you brought this up with the price of lights and the electricity bills on your house. Go to Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights.
Oh, yes. I love that. And, you know, it's fun to be at the Chamber now. We have Visit Reading, of course, which is really fun. I love having Visit Reading with the Chamber. It's been a lot of fun the last, you know, 9 months for me, but 3 years for the Chamber. And then we also have the Ford Reading Foundation, which had the Reading City Identity Project, which actually helped fund the designer for Garden of Lights. And so there's a lot of people that were involved in that process. Mike Warren at Turtle Bay at the time, Jake at the Chamber, and the Ford Reading Foundation. We helped fund the design of the Garden of Lights and really helped seed that activity. And it's great to see it in its fifth year. I love that event. I'm going tomorrow night with a local bank, and I'm excited to be there.
They have a couple of new sections as well. One is called the Peppermint Portal.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of Candyland.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. If you've missed the Garden of Lights in these last 5 years, please go visit it. It's one of the most exciting. And in the next hour with Enjoy, we might do a little phone call competition to get some tickets. So you can, if you stay with us for the next hour, we might be doing phone calls to get the Garden of Lights tickets for you and your family. So, Todd, I think we're nearing the end of the hour.
Okay.
Are you going to stick around with me for the next hour?
I can, absolutely.
We like hanging out with
Rhonda. Yeah, this is fun.
Rhonda Alvey, the editor-in-chief of Enjoy Magazine, also the chairman of the Riverfront Playhouse Board, will be joining us for the next hour. This is the Enjoy Hour of KCNR Radio. She's one of the most interesting people in downtown Redding.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, Enjoy Magazine encaptures everything that makes the North State special in that magazine. So I'm excited about that. We might as well take our break right now. I think it's time to do it. Hey, Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Enjoy Radio.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. will be sending $725 million worth of new weapons to Ukraine, to include counter-drone systems as well as anti-personnel landmines. For the longest time, the White House line was that President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter for tax evasion and his conviction in a federal gun possession case. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre asked about it repeatedly.
Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
Somehow that no turned into a yes.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump calls the pardon covering a 10-year span a miscarriage of justice. Some pretty rosy predictions for Cyber Monday shopping.
The National Retail Federation coined the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel of many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Several major retailers actually started their Cyber Monday promotions over the weekend.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 165 points, and NASDAQ 151 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This might be a sort of fence-mending mission.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine for the first time in more than 2.5 years. As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials before he left in a car. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said that in his meeting with Zelensky, he will announce further military supplies this month, totaling 650 million euros. He said that Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say. I'm Karen Schemmer.
56 people killed as security forces tried to quell unrest during a soccer match in southern Guinea's largest city. News and analysis, townhall.com. On the heels of Black Friday, this is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow has a name as well.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Gene Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
The idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, you know, between 5 and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday.
Julie Walker, New York.
9 Volkswagen plants on the home turf in Germany are seeing rolling two-hour strikes by workers. Those workers upset over pay cuts as well as factory closures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Linda, you're looking hot.
Hey. Thank you. I have a cold this morning, which is why my voice is a little more sultry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They are in Las Vegas for the rodeo finals this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Did you know there was a rodeo this last weekend in Red Bluff?
No.
I had no idea either. It was a big one.
Fun.
Yeah.
They didn't want us there.
I'm like, well, hello.
That's weird. Because they usually do a New Year's one.
Wow. I don't know if they're doing that too.
They have a lot of kids ones.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Oh, no.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
They have a lot of kids ones they host there in Red Bluff as well, like high school rodeos and things like that.
Yep. Yeah.
That'd be really fun to do. Just kind of say, what are you doing today? I'm just going to go.
Hang out the rodeo.
Mutton ride, you know?
Yeah. I read that there was, like, the first night there was, like, 1,000 people, and then roughly the next night about 1,500.
Holy smokes.
So it wasn't, like, tiny by any means. But anywhere, rodeo's everywhere.
That's a good time. It's Thanksgiving weekend. But otherwise, to the listeners, you're probably wondering where Carl and Linda Bott are. They're over in Vegas for the
rodeo.
Rodeo finals. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Todd Jones from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. He's going to stick around for this next hour, which is great.
So is he a guest and now he's a host?
I'm comic relief.
Wow. Join me.
Look at how fast that changed.
And we're joined with my great friends, and you can find them on the Enjoy the Show radio hour on the third Thursdays in the month.
Yeah.
But this is Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta. Thank you guys
Good morning.
Joining us.
Good morning.
Good to see
Happy
you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How was your Thanksgiving?
You know what? Mine was quiet but great. I will tell you something. I bought the Odell's dinner for 10
mm-hmm.
right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that the meal was the best Thanksgiving meal I've ever had in my entire life. The turkey, not even close. I have never had turkey like that in my entire life. I went from not liking turkey to like almost making myself
sick.
Dreaming
about it.
I ate so much turkey. It was unbelievable.
Odell's. I had no idea that they were doing that.
Yeah, they did this pre-done
and
ones.
It was so easy.
Good.
Went in, picked Odell. The meal, click, paid for it online, got a date for pickup, showed up, walked in, said my name. They handed me a form, and the form had check marks. And you went from station to station with a big box, and they just loaded it, check, so that everything was done. I mean, you got cranberry sauce and stuffing and mashed potatoes and rolls and turkey. And, I mean, it was insane.
Nice.
That sounds perfect. Yeah, and look at that. No slaving over the oven the whole day.
Well, we didn't, you know, we weren't doing a we were with family and stuff, but we all just kind of made the decision that, you know, we just wanted to just enjoy ourselves, play games instead of, yeah, exactly, doing the kitchen thing. And I thought it was reasonable as far as price for the amount of food I got for, you know, that fed tin, and it easily fed. There were nine of us, and there were leftovers, and so I was like, yep, mark me for next year.
That's perfect. What about you, Rhonda?
Mine was very quiet. I actually had no kids at my house. All four of my kids had other things going on. My daughter, who lives in Corning, was in South Carolina with her husband's family, and, of course, my daughter in Ohio didn't come here.
Of course
not. She went to South Carolina to, to surprise her sister. But it was just Daryl and I, and we invited somebody from the theater, and we had a nice time. And I cooked, and it was a delicious turkey dinner. So I don't get to cook very often because I'm
busy.
Busy. So
that sounds like a perfect old person. Thanksgiving.
Did you make a turkey, a whole turkey?
Oh, I did turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy. I did the whole thing.
I made it like there were 20 people there.
Quick flash round. What's your guys' favorite Thanksgiving part, like food part? Mine's mashed potatoes.
Mine's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Stuffing. But I also make prime rib for Thanksgiving, which is also really good.
Oh,
wow. Yum. Gosh, that's a hard one. It's going to be a carb for sure. Probably, I like to do stuffing with my mashed potatoes and gravy together.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I'm the type of person that takes the rolls and then stacks all of the
food or
the trimmings.
Oh, yeah.
Make a sandwich.
On that, yeah.
Nice.
Dip.
Well, guys, it's Enjoy Hour, Enjoy Issue. This is December 2024, Issue 219. These are out all over the North State now.
They are.
And you can capture it your own with a glimpse of the eye because old St. Nick's on the cover.
Yeah.
You can't miss that.
You can't miss that.
And that's nice. That photo was shot a while ago. We've been holding on to
it
for the cover.
Year.
Yeah. We were like, we don't have this available for last year for the cover. So let's go ahead and shoot it now during the holidays so we have it for next year. Isn't that really kind
of... It's been sitting in my...
That's great you guys were able to get Santa, too. I mean, he's hard to get at this time of year. So very, very good.
Well, took a year.
Yeah. We got him after Christmas. So, awesome. Yeah. And he agreed to do it, and he was great.
I love Santa.
And what's so amazing about Santa is that he still will accept cookies and milk for payment.
That's awesome. Really? It's the Santa I know. Yeah. He's expensive, but good. Okay. Well, I love this issue. It's Winter Wishes. You can see it's at the Garden of Lights. What's special about... First off, you guys celebrate... Is it 16 years of Enjoy Magazine?
No,
or is it 18?
Yeah.
It was one of those.
I'll move this beautiful American flag back to Carl's spot when I'm done, but I couldn't see Todd's beautiful face. We were like looking through stars and stripes.
So 18 years of Enjoy Magazine. Mm-hmm. We're finishing off the year, December. What makes the December issue different from all the other months or the specials that we can see for what's happening in the North State?
Well, usually we do a gift guide. So, and this one has, you know, different stores advertise some of their wares. It's not all retail stores, but so that's kind of what's different in this issue. But we do these third page ads now, and we do them every month, and we usually have a theme around them. So this year, this December was gift guide. So there you have it. That's what's different.
And this also issue is usually has heavy in recipes.
Yeah, we have a few recipes in here, yeah.
People like to do things from as, like later on, as easy as an upgrade to hot cocoa.
Oh, I like that. Jazz up your cocoa this Christmas.
That one's simple. You just pour vodka.
Yeah, perfect.
And peppermint schnapps.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. The recipe, hot chocolate and one shot of vodka. No. The recipes are a lot more intricate and easy to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 ways that you can jazz up your hot cocoa this holiday season.
Speaking of that, well, to talk, I don't know where we are as far as coming up on our first break, but I'm delving a little bit into chocolate world, and one of the things that we're working on right now in the kitchen are cocoa bombs.
You know, are cool.
Chocolate balls with the cocoa and
are you
marshmallow.
Making them?
Oh, yeah.
And then you put them in the warm
milk. Just put them in the cup and
then
pour the warm milk, and you'll see the marshmallows burst out. And then
or the bathtub, you know, like bath bomb.
Ew.
Ew. Jazz up your holiday season. So you're working on those right now.
Yeah,
and
we
that's,
are.
And that's because?
Because recently I have started the process of acquiring Chocolate Day Nanette, who's been around for 40 years, Nancy Matthews. She was... You know, when the Joy Store closed, we were one of her biggest accounts, and, you know, things slowed down, and she's been doing it for a long time, and she told me that in December she was probably going to retire, and I thought, no, no, don't do that. There's, you know, a lot of legacy behind this, and so I, you know, I've negotiated the opportunity to take that over. So it's not a matter of, like, I have a ton of cash, and all of a sudden I'm buying a chocolate company. I'm doing it through... I'm doing it through apprenticeship and hard work and transition.
That's awesome.
Well, I can't wait to learn more about that.
Yeah.
I'm full throw. I'm full throw into it. I mean, I got an order already that requires 900 gift packages of chocolate.
Oh, my
gosh. There's like three and four individual types of chocolate in each one. So I have a room in the atrium right now that we're assembling, and I have thousands of bags of chocolate that I've been making for the last 30 days nonstop.
You are in your Willy Wonka era of life.
That's amazing.
From truffles to bark to fudge.
Chocolate bomb.
Chocolate bombs, honeycomb, you name it. I have been up to my elbows. I come home at night brown.
Yeah, I need it. I don't believe it until I... taste it.
Yes.
You know, I needed.
Well, I'll let you come in actually and actually see the chocolate in the tempers with, you know, 10 pounds of chocolate melted swirling.
Oh my gosh.
And you can take a spoon if you want, and I'll let you do a Wonka experience. Or you
I
just
do want to come down.
Bring a straw.
Okay. I love that. Well, this
bring
is good
straw.
News. So, hey, Christina, we're going to jump into our first break of the top of the hour. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We have Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine. Todd Jones is here from the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back after this break.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Good choice, Christina.
That's my favorite part of the show.
It's always hard to get back, and I say this every single time on this show, to get back into talking because I just want to listen to the songs the
entire
time. Sometimes,
yeah.
And not all producers are made equally. Not all of them provide good music.
Good music.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And
I know,
it's really interesting,
music.
Like, to, for example, like the song I won't play Will Never with Carl because it's his personality and how it fits. But, no, I mean, like, every person has their own, like, I won't play Rihanna when Carl is here because I love him.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you guys have it otherwise, so I tried to experiment. So thank you so much that you like it.
Yeah. We're flexible on this show.
That's great. We're not thank square.
So yeah.
Carl, do you hear that?
He's listening on the app, I guarantee it. I hope he's sitting in his hotel room looking over the strip.
This
is
Stars and Stripes Forever. Yeah. What the heck?
You don't play the Marine Corps hymn coming into every show? Come on. Come on.
Well, gosh, Carl and Linda, thanks for having me fill in while you guys are away. Always happy to be here. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, and I'm here. All of y'all, we get to work in downtown together, so it's always good to see you. Todd Jones, Reading Chamber of Commerce, Rhonda Alvey, Enjoy Magazine, and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine.
And Riverfront.
Playhouse.
Yeah,
yes.
Riverfront. I was just looking at the show. Sorry to interrupt, but I didn't know about your play. I know that we're talking about Enjoy, but the Christmas Vacation at the Riverfront Playhouse?
It is hilarious.
That looks fun.
So I'm actually in it.
Uh-huh. What happened?
So one
what
more
happened?
Show.
I heard never again.
I couldn't
say
no.
I told you were bit.
Editor-in-chief, president of the board, and actress extraordinaire.
Well, I'm not really. I have no speaking parts. I dance and I sing. And I'm not even good at
but
that.
But you did. Was it the last time you know that thing? But see, you did great. And I was praying for you. You weren't going to fall and break your neck the way you were running around on stage with that dress on and boots.
You know, I am thinking about it because, you know, Blake Fisher's our resident thespian of Reading. He's been in all the shows. And I'm reminded now that I've actually been in a show in Reading as well. With the Riverfront Playhouse. With your husband, Daryl.
Yep.
I was in the Bad Boys of Shasta County.
Whoa.
And I had a very small role, but, you know, we were talking at the first hour about my late grandma, Joyce Moore, who passed away, and we celebrated her life on Saturday. She, I don't know, co-wrote this play.
She did, yeah.
I don't remember who she wrote
really?
It with, but it was the Bad Boys of Shasta County, and it was, you know, Black Bart, and I think the Ruggles brothers had a little part in there, and
they have
I can't
to.
Remember
Judge
all
Eaton.
Of the Judge Eaton,
yep.
Where I went to his house last week with my team, and it was a lot of fun. But that was a fun show just to go through the
it
history.
Was fun,
and
yeah.
Joyce Morrow was a very funny lady, so she had some
she was awesome.
Stuff that might be slightly inappropriate that we talked about in there, so we had to kind of tone down some of the language, but it was a really fun show.
Yes, it was.
So do you enjoy when you were on stage? Or were you?
It was fun. As a kid, I did the Trinity Alps Performing Arts,
oh, okay.
I've done a few.
Yeah.
Done a few
that was
years.
You in Pirates of Penzance that I saw.
I did the Music Man when I was a kid up in Weaverville.
I love the
and
Pirates
we did a funny rendition of Hamlet as well, which was really like
the people in the audience were the stars, like four people commenting on the show. It was like a, what's that sci-fi show where it's just the people talking about the show?
Sci-fi 2000 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of
the silhouette.
Yes. That was kind of the show that I did. And so we had a silent Hamlet.
What's that called? Yeah. That was popular for a long time.
Popular.
Well, I know what the Riverfront show is called.
Christmas Vacation,
but it's not. It's
National Lampoon.
It's not. It's actually a theater in Arizona wrote this play, and it's just a loosely based play on the movie. So it's not. I mean,
it's not Clark Griswold.
The names are all changed, but they're changed and they're very close to what was on the movie. But
I want to play the part where the guy that sits with the hose coming from the toilet out of his trailer into the
Is that
the brother?
Well, yeah,
all you wear
that
is
part's
a,
not
yeah.
in
that's
it.
All you wear is a robe and boots.
Yes,
that's a bigger budget.
And this is very family friendly, so it's kids can come. We sing Christmas songs, and
you know, last year some friends of ours won tickets for a Christmas light tour in a huge limousine here in town, one of those big ones. And so they take you to neighborhoods, and then you get out, you know, and you walk around with your hot cocoa, and you walk a block, and then you get back in the limousine, and they take you to the next space. One of the – somebody had as decorations the brother, and they had staged the whole thing of him in a robe. It was all obviously a dummy or whatever, but he had the hose and was emptying it into the gutter. And I mean, it was hysterical.
With the green lights coming out from the gutter.
Yeah, and actually they did. It was hysterical.
So, Rhonda, with Christmas Vacation, this is a holiday production that Riverfront Playhouse is producing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the cast, and what makes this show special this year for Riverfront Playhouse?
Well, there's 15 people in the cast, and the main characters were the main characters in Foul Play and French Gulch. So, they're both amazing, and Anthony, I can't even say his last name. It's a very strange last name, but he's great. And Kat Garcia is also one of the leads. But it's just, you know, it's just Christmas Vacation. It's just everything goes wrong and trying to have a good old-fashioned family Christmas. And
Riverfront, you also do specialty cocktails for these.
We do.
For these events too.
Yes, there's a hot chocolate one and a spiked eggnog.
Don't you guys usually create a theme drink around whatever?
Yeah. And they have the names. You know, one of them is I can't remember the names of them, but they go along with the play. So it's fun. It's a fun play. It's silly, and you know, it's like I said, it's family friendly. So we've had a lot of kids there, which we don't usually have. So it's really nice to see kids in the theater.
And that runs November 29th through December 15th.
Yep.
Riverfront Playhouse is one of our premier downtown theaters located on California Street in a really cool section located where Plant Bowl Reading, one of the new projects in downtown, is creating a community placemaking space. And you have Poor Boys.
Yeah,
Tap House.
Go have a few beers before you
right
walk over.
So
right next to Plantable and the other little
down kind of in the gully. There's Poor Boys, and then there's Softech, which I happen to know very well. Mm-hmm. Softech Manufacturing. They're both right there in orange and black white building,
yes, right
next to the railroad tracks. And Poor Boys has a really fun space. I mean, it is a tap house, but we bring our kids there.
Yeah, you can bring kids.
It's super fun. They have like a kid area. They have an outside area now as well. And
light beer.
Yeah. They have beer and cider. And
light
it's
beer
fun.
For the kids.
It's a fun spot.
And I try and say this every time, but once Riverfront invested in that location and fixed up the crumbling building and made it a functioning theater and painted outside, the rest of the block started looking beautiful. So thank you for all the work that you guys did.
Yeah, that was a big undertaking.
Definitely a labor of love.
Gold Street Liquor looks amazing,
right?
I looked right by and I'm like, ooh, that actually looks like
it looks really
stop
nice.
And go in.
And the business owner's super cool and works with everybody well.
Yeah.
But we have Enjoy Magazine over here. I know you can pick up, for our listeners, you can pick up your own Enjoy Magazine. However, I want to hear, what are some stories that really stand out to you?
And if you can't pick it up, you can go online.
You can go online and find it.
Well, you can read it. It'll tell you where you can pick it up, but you can read it in its full glory in a magazine format.
Online.
Yep.
Rhonda, what's your favorite story?
Well, we have some really good ones. The handbell choir is a very nice story. It is a group of ringers, bell ringers. I think, I don't remember how many there are.
I want to say there's like 16, 15?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And they have... they have some that
256 years of ringing experience among them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And they go from ages 15 and up. So if you have 1 year of band experience and you're 15 years old and you want to become part of this, they will accept you and start the training process.
Have you ever been someplace where they have the bell ringers? It's so beautiful.
Well,
it's magical.
I'm glad that you're diving deeper into that. For me, who is just listening and haven't read the story, I was thinking you were talking about Salvation Army bell ringers.
No.
So this is a music. This is
music.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So this is the traditional classic, you know, holiday time. I mean, they ring all throughout the year, but we're traditionally kind of trained to hear a lot of this during the holiday seasons where they play Christmas and hymns and things like that through
handbell choir.
Handbell.
Through
yeah.
bells, yes. yeah. But interestingly, this they raise money for this, and every single year before they put them away after the holidays, they bring a gentleman in from Montana who goes through every bell, takes them apart because I guess there's springs and stuff inside. Mm. And then they get polished, and people that handle them have to wear gloves so they don't get tarnished. I mean, it's quite a deal.
And they're located in Reading?
Yes. And they are part of two churches here.
St. James and...
The First Presbyterian Church.
First Presbyterian.
Yeah.
But they collaborate with a lot of other...
And United Methodist.
Yeah, they collaborate with United Methodist for events and fundraisers. And
You know, Blake, I know they're always looking for younger... handbell ringer. So, if you want to get in there,
that's a new skill I can learn.
Unfortunately, you have the face, but I'm looking at your hands. They're a little small
to ring them. Just give me. I've seen tiny bells.
You might need to be on the very end in the high pitch little bells.
Give me the little. Yeah, give me the little. Yeah. It's not the size of the bell, it's the sound.
How it
Let's
rings.
Keep the story moving along, people.
How it rings.
That's fun.
They're beautiful. In fact, when my my kid's father passed away, his cousin is a handbell ringer. And her husband played the bells at his celebration of life, and it was really, really beautiful.
That's so special. Does it have a schedule of when they're... All right, Mr. Bellringer. Listen here, this is live radio
over here. I'm
trying
to turn off my phone.
You do that. You are with theater people. Don't you do that before you get on the show?
Yeah, but you know.
Please silence your cell phone, please.
Yeah. You know me.
Okay, so does this have a list of when they're going to be playing next on here?
You know, I was briefly going through this, and I didn't notice if there was a schedule. But,
okay.
But they have a website. It's carillonshandbellchoir.org. And it's CARILLONS.
Perfect.
Yep.
So I'm sure they probably have something on their website.
I'm sure they're playing music at during the holidays at church.
Well, now I hope that when we come back from our next break, we'll have some bells leading us in.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be my recommendation.
Ask Christina for bells.
I believe we need to take
She's like, no bells.
Pressure's on. We're going to take our next break, and we'll be back with a little bit more of Enjoy Magazine. So keep listening, because I think we're going to be doing phone calls.
Ooh.
For a set.
Giveaway.
Yeah, a giveaway for Garden of Lights, 4 tickets. So stick with us, and we'll be working on that.
All right.
We'll be back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Carl and Linda Bott Show.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Do it again now. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading. Another banger song this morning. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They are bull riding over in Las Vegas. And Linda Bott is probably bringing the gang of the gold diggers back together for a special performance.
Checking out Red Haunts on the old, old town Vegas. I love that.
And what I'm excited about, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas himself, he's coming to Wind River Casino on February 14th.
Oh my gosh.
Valentine's Day.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He's alive. Up close and personal with Wayne Newton at Wind River Casino.
You know, speaking of National Lampoons, that was a fun Vegas vacation.
Wayne Newton was in it.
It wasn't even a cameo. He had like a full blown role. It was hilarious. He tried to lure Ellen.
Mr. Las Vegas. So yes, Carl and Linda are gone. We have had a wonderful morning. I'm joined with Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for sticking around with me.
Yeah, this has been fun.
For the show, Rhonda and James.
You'll be put on the rotation schedule now to be a host. You'll get two hours on your own.
Yeah, just talking to myself.
And then James and Rhonda are here from Enjoy Magazine, which we've been talking this morning about holiday events. Last weekend was jam-packed with events. You had Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh. It was crazy.
You had Cascade Christmas. We had a Native American Heritage Festival in downtown at Whistle Stop Park. It was Small Business Saturday and then Artist Sunday. Did any of you make it to Todd, I got to hear what you were working on this weekend. But Rhonda, James, Small Business Saturday, Cascade Christmas.
I was underground making chocolate.
You were doing chocolate.
Making chocolate.
I was in a play.
And you were in a play because the show was going
but
on.
But we were downtown.
Yes,
we were downtown.
And we got to see how many people were walking around, and it was great.
It's so nice to see that. It's just amazing when you see a bunch of people walking around downtown. I love it.
And after the bomb cyclone, you know, that 2 weeks of just straight rain that was happening, we were pretty lucky to have this beautiful weather.
I hope some weather does come back, though, because the ski park opens next Wednesday, December 11th. And I think it'll stay cold up there, and they have a good base, but we could use a little more weather.
They can make snow, too.
They can make snow. It's cold. It'll be cold up there. They got several feet in that bomb
cyclone. I know the rest of California, Sierra Nevada, is all they're all open.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way down.
Tahoe.
Yeah,
that's
all the way down to...
Mammoth.
Bear. There we go. Thank you. Yeah.
That's nice. I only know how to snowboard, but even then, I haven't gone.
Well, you know what? You're ahead of the game because skiing's easy if you can snowboard.
That's good.
I can ski really well, but I have literally killed myself over and over again trying to learn to snowboard. I've given up. Yeah. I'm too old. My back.
I'm a skier.
My back, my crack, my wrist, my everything hurts.
I don't do any of that because I don't like to be cold.
With, what other stories? I'd love to hear one more story.
Let's go just right to the Pokemon, because that's the one that I thought was just so... It was actually fun. It made me kind of laugh and smile, and I thought, well, Little Old Redding, I love it when Little Old Redding pulls off something glorious.
Something international.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chamber Member Matrix cards.
Uh-huh.
They're a great story.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
So this is Matrix cards. It's been around for 10 years. I guess it's under new ownership, and no disrespect to the previous owner, but the new owner has really stepped up and started using modern technology in the way that it can be great for your business, and that's through social media and all that kind of stuff, and has really built the store up as far as sales. And
they do a lot of e-commerce.
Yeah. Events and all that kind of stuff. And secretly, I guess, corporate or something to that effect sent a spy or mole into the store to check out what was going on, because there was such a huge dramatic change in what was happening in sales and support of the Pokemon world. And they came and they played and did stuff. But this person actually had a direct line back to corporate in Japan. And they were so impressed that they nominated them and brought them to the Pokemon International World Conference in Honolulu, himself and his wife. And they were only one of, I think, 15 or 16 store locations like that were invited. The majority of the guests that come and stuff are big, huge international corporations and all that kind of stuff. So it was pretty staggering to hear that, you know, he was selected and that they sent somebody either from somewhere here in the U.S. that represents Pokemon, but actually brought it all the way to Japan, where the corporate office is, to say, hey, this is legitimate and these people are special and we need to have them there. And so pretty cool.
And he makes it super great for kids. So it's a fun place for kids to go, and he has a lot of kids.
He's got like a tournament space next door, and he's very generous and giving that space up and hosting tournaments all the time. And
I haven't been there in a long time. My kids have kind of moved up and out, you know, as far as age. I mean, Pokemon's for everybody, mm-hmm. but they're right now at a point in time where they're not doing Pokemon, but they were for a long time.
Right.
And they used to go hang out there all the time.
And they do, these guys do Dungeons and Dragons events too. So,
and they have a lot. I'm a big Catan fan. I'm a Settlers of Catan fan, and they have some good Catan there, and they have like the actual, like, really nice sets there.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the fun board games. So for the holidays, it's not just Pokemon, Dungeons and Dragons. They have a lot of really cool games.
And
there.
The store is very clean and organized.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's right there.
That's a big difference.
What is that center called where they're at? They're by Country Kitchen.
Country Kitchen Center. I go there usually for two things. One, for Asian food, Country Kitchen,
UPS store,
and the clinic right across
the street. Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of good stuff.
The walking clinic.
My chiropractor's in there, too.
It's a busy place. Yeah.
The Thai restaurant.
It is, right. The parking is there's tons of it, but it's kind of a little bit of a weird.
Don't get people talking about parking, James. I'm tired of people talking about parking. But we talk about
Well, there you go. The parking issue is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Right? So leave downtown alone.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Board games on the rise. This is actually, since we're talking about board games and why it's fun, this is the big news story that came out today talking about why how the board game industry has changed. Board games experienced a resurgence during COVID. Hasbro's gaming division, Operation Life and Clue, grew 15% wow. in 2020. The industry surge continued since, with the creator Warhammer generating $526 million this year from the board game.
Wow.
Doubling 2020 sales, Magic the Gathering made $1 billion in sales, up over last year, and more has doubled its 2019 sales. So the insights for tabletop game industry was worth $13 billion in 2023. It's poised to grow to $32 billion by 2032.
Wow.
So
that's cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's bringing your families together, gets you off the phone, off the screen time.
We did that at Thanksgiving after the meal and after the pie. We brought out, it wasn't a board game, it was digital, but it was a game we sat around the table and it was a handheld device, right? And it gives you a category and a word and you push buttons and you hand it off with a timer before it blows up in your hand. So, I mean, you know.
There's some good stuff.
It's all the same.
We played Sequence after Thanksgiving this year. Sequence is like a card game, and it's I can't explain it very well, but it's fun.
Yeah.
But then also a big one in my wife's family, which we did not play this weekend, which we should have, but is Risk. My wife's family is a big Risk
fan. I've never played Risk.
And it takes about 28 hours to play. No joke. Like we'll play
single game.
Just 2 hours less than Monopoly.
We'll play over the course of a weekend.
Oh, my God.
And we'll play till like 2 in the morning. Leave the board, take a picture so no one cheats. Because nobody cheats in board games. Take pictures so you know where everyone's at. And then you know,
you see people up all night long getting up, creeping out, sliding the money or things around.
Yeah.
Then that's 20 minutes later, somebody else comes out.
It's a game of world domination.
We play a lot of Balderdash.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a fun game. That's a really fun game.
Well, the acting community, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So this was a local business focused on games from cards to board games getting international recognition.
That's so cool.
What a cool story and perfect. You know, it's the holiday season. If you're looking for a good way to support local businesses and a good Christmas gift for your friends and family, check out this business, Matrix.
It's very visually stunning, too. All the board games. It's
how we're going to do our giveaway at some point, right?
I know. Yeah. Looks like... do we have to? I know. Should we take a break or can we do this? Hey, you know what? Instead of a break, how are we interested in getting a phone call from somebody? I have 4 tickets to give to the very first caller of KCNR Radio. We're going to put you on the air if you're okay with it. We're going to chat with you. Hear your favorite.
4 tickets to the.
Oh, yeah. 4 tickets to something. 4 tickets to, drumroll please.
Paradise.
The Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. This is the 5th annual, November 22nd through January 5th, 2025.
Ooh.
Whoa,
hello.
We got a caller. You guys know that I didn't even give the phone number out. We got a caller
That's
already.
A regular.
This is probably a regular.
I know.
Put him on the air.
I was going to say we're giving tickets, 4 tickets to Flux.
They didn't even
Paradise.
Know what the tickets. You know what I love is that they didn't even know the tag. I just said I've got 4 tickets. We're calling.
Was it that from Fifth Element? Flux in Paradise.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Looks like we already got a caller, but that number was 605-4567.
Let's see Christina.
Yes, it's Dave. He's already on the line.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
All right. Indian Dave, how you guys doing?
Really? How are you?
Hey, doing well, man.
Dave.
I heard that Carl and Linda's over there having a ball in Vegas, and you guys are holding the fort down.
We're holding it. How are we doing,
trying.
Dave?
You're doing okay. You're doing all right. There might be a little competition with Carl and Linda there.
Oh, okay.
Really, we might get those tickets just yet.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, thank you for
really.
Thank you for calling. These are for the 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights. You're live with Rhonda, James, and Todd. I'd love to hear, what's your favorite holiday thing to do in Reading during this time of year?
Oh, just go look at the tree downtown and enjoy the atmosphere, holiday atmosphere. Reading's still kind of like old school, you know.
That's
exactly
true. What I think, too.
It's very true.
The parade.
Dave, are you going to join us this Friday for the actual tree lighting on Market and Yuba Street at 7 p.m.?
I'm gonna try to get down there, yeah.
Well, good. Oh, well, Indian Dave, sounds like you're a regular caller. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You just won 4 tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights 5th annual tradition.
And he can pick those tickets up here at the studio?
It sounds like he's a regular caller,
That's
but
awesome.
Yes, if you you can. You know where KCNR Studios is, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
I believe I do.
All right. Good, good, good. All right, we'll hear from you soon. Those will be at the front desk. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a great holiday and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
He must have had us on favorites. Number one.
Got to call Carl.
Speed dial. All
right. We'll talk to you soon, Dave.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, hey, look at that. Yeah. That one. He's still on the line. Dave, he could have just rounded out the hour with us. That was cool. You know, that was probably my first, maybe second phone call that we've taken on the air. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get, right?
That was great.
That was a good
one. That was great.
I think that was a good trial run.
That's why I like it, because you never know. It's like rolling dice.
But he said the downtown tree lighting.
That was great.
He nailed it. Come on.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
That's Friday for those listeners. Everybody should come to this. It's first Fridays in downtown Reading. Go see a show. Go support a local business.
My favorite thing is the Christmas parade.
James, I'm doing my tree plug. Okay, yeah. James.
But they're closed.
Friday, 7 p.m. Is the tree lighting. Saturday, 6 p.m. is the 2030. And we actually had Aaron from Actor 2030 Club on here this morning.
I love the tree lighting.
I'm going to be a judge at the parade.
But
you should be.
The parade goes for a long time, and the tree lighting just goes flick, and it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
You go, ah! And then you're...
And then go. Support a business.
Who made this Christmas movie bucket list?
Yeah, that's...
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is 11th?
I know.
I mean, that should be in the top three. It's a Wonderful Life is the best.
I didn't read it, but does it say it's in order, or they're just... This is just a list. Of
it does say in no particular order.
There you go.
Check them off as you go. And, you know, I never saw It's a Wonderful Life until probably 3 or 4 years ago. And I love Christmas movies. I mean,
I don't know that I have ever seen it all the way through.
I'll be honest on the air. I'm also a big sucker for Hallmark movies.
Me
and Christmas,
too.
I love them.
Okay.
But I watched
so
It's a Wonderful Life.
With the Hallmark channel with your wife.
Oh, yeah. And now Netflix has a lot of Hallmark style and Hallmark movies themselves. Netflix has a lot of those, because you never know what's going to happen at the end, right? But I watched It's a Wonderful Life about 3 or 4 years ago, and I watch it a couple times a year, and it is actually probably my favorite Christmas movie. It's close with National Lampoon's.
Number one.
Obviously, very different movies.
I'm going to have to now sit. Yeah. I'm going to actually have to sit down and watch it.
And I didn't even know they had a color one until like last year. I watched the black and white one for like 3 years, and then they have a color one now as well.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back with KCNR Radio.
Okay,
send out the sparklers.
I tried my best to put your attention.
That was so funny. Well, we'll be back to round out the hour. It's been wonderful hanging out with everybody this morning, so we'll catch you in a few minutes. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Open up your heart. What do you feel? Up your heart, what do you feel? Is it real? Yeah. The Big Bang may be a million years away. Oh. But I can't think of a better time to say, world, hold on. Instead of messing with our future, open up inside.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th through the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Like, don't hurt me no more.
I gotta be honest. Night at the Roxbury is one of my top 10 favorite movies.
Good one.
Well, notice every single person in this whole place was doing the Roxbury head jam.
Doing the head jam. I had the Night at the Roxbury soundtrack, and that's what I would listen to.
Oh,
just all this like 90s club music.
Is that like the pump-up music for going on stage for plays? Like, you know, when I played football and we would listen to different like rock songs to get pumped up. Did you listen to Night at the Roxbury before you went on stage?
Song? Yeah, I did. I love that song. Thanks for playing that song. So, hey, listeners, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda, joined with Todd Jones, Rhonda Alvey, and James Mazzotta. Thank you to the three of you for joining me this morning.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
It was lovely.
And we hope that everyone joins us. So for those that don't know, the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Plug.
I'm just doing it because I want to get to the other thing, too. We have greeters every Thursday. Obviously, we didn't have it last Thursday for Thanksgiving, but we have greeters every Thursday at a different business around town from 8 to 9 a.m. every Thursday. And this Thursday, we are going to be at Riverfront Playhouse and Enjoy Magazine. It's a co-op greeters at Riverfront Playhouse right there. Tell us exact kind of where it's at.
It's at 1950 California Street. It's kind of, it's across the street.
The south end of California Street, right before the
Gold
sharp,
Street.
Sharp
right before
hook
Gold
to
Street.
The left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gold Street Liquors and.
It's got a parking lot.
It does.
It does have a parking lot.
Can we sample the spiked eggnog on Thursday?
Well, we'll have to see
okay.
about that.
Some places do mimosas for greeters. So,
really?
I would
not
try
against the rules.
Eggnog. No, no.
We have hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot
with
chocolate. That'd be
peppermint
fun.
Peppermint schnapps.
You guys should go to Greeters. Greeters is one of the best ways every single Thursday morning at 8 a.m.
And roughly, like, I mean, I know that it varies, but, like, could you give a rough number of, like, how many people usually attend?
Yeah, so actually, we have about 100 people every single Thursday. And
that's
I know for
I
some
thought.
People it might be a bit overwhelming and not everyone can host. If you can't host, if you have a small business and you're a member of the chamber, you can host at the IOOF
Ball,
the International Order of the Odd Fellows.
Yeah, through Viva Downtown.
That's like our community gathering space. It really is. It's a great venue. And so we have a lot of small businesses that don't have they might not even have a physical location. They'll host greeters there. But we're really excited about the Greeters Sisters. It'll be a fun one. Just, you know, the December greeters are just so fun, and that's a great way to kick it off. So we're excited about that
we're
on Thursday.
We're all decorated for Christmas, and we've got a great play for Christmas. And
aren't you going to do like a 20-minute monologue on stage?
Yes, sometimes I can. I did a monologue.
I want to see Bad Boys of Shasta County.
Oh, I had really small lines. Maybe I'll take Daryl's lines. He had more of a snack.
Yeah, he had
a starring role. He had a starring role. Yes.
Real quick, before we sign off, I just wanted to also remind everybody that Bell Plaza is now open, and this is the bike hub that's been in the works for quite some time downtown.
It's Bike officially Depot.
Officially hasn't had its grand opening, but it is open and functioning, and the restaurant inside has
it's incredible
pipeline. Yeah. Pipeline very, very good.
Has opened, and I'm hearing good things.
It's open, from what I know now, it's open Wednesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner.
Mm.
And I believe they'll be opening 7 days a week shortly for lunch and dinner.
Christina, what'd you eat?
So yesterday we went with my Ukrainian family there, and everybody took something different, so we almost tried everything.
Oh, good.
And it was so good, so even the bread, all the sauces, even the salad was salted, you know what I mean?
Like your family's visiting?
My family moved, like my friends moved from Ukraine.
Oh, okay, so they're here now.
The
war. Oh, cool. I thought maybe they were visiting. I was like, I have to meet them.
It's hard to visit. You are moving here, or you are...
Or you're not.
Did your family like it, Christina?
Yes, it's one of the best, I can say, like places in Reading to eat right now.
There it is.
Yes, I really say they're professional.
Burgers.
Oh, cheese curds.
They had a chicken caprese sandwich there. That's outstanding.
I love cheese curds.
Sure, Bell Plaza. It would behoove us, though. We're talking about Pipeline, but Shasta Living Streets is also there. That's the main tenant over at Bell Plaza. And Shasta Living Streets and Thomas and her
team. And
You know, they are the main driving factor for all of the e-bikes that you can see in downtown Reading.
And the secure bike lanes
Reading
that are going
Cultural District.
All through downtown, so you can connect from One River Trail over to Uptown, and you know, that's super cool.
She does incredible work, and so when you go visit Pipeline, be sure to check out Shasta Living Streets, because you know that's the reason why we saw the renovation projects here for Bell Plaza through the McConnell Foundation.
Right.
Well, gosh,
there's our little music.
Oh, they're playing some Henry Mancini, Pink Panther.
Oh yeah,
look at that. So
that's for us to creep out.
Flash around. What are you guys looking forward to for the holiday season, James?
Just family and food.
Ohio and grandkids.
College football playoffs.
I'm looking forward to...
There you go. Good one.
Christmas tree lighting and spending time with friends and family and all the good things that are happening in downtown. Well, everyone, I hope you have a happy holiday season. You can catch me tomorrow filling in for Carl and Linda on the KCNR show. We'll have our O2 Power Hour and some special guests. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Christina.